Welcome to another episode of The Breakdown. If you follow the show for any length of time, you know that we occasionally veer into talking about education, public education, and access to education. And we're here to talk about that again today, but not in a way that we've talked about before. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize about public education is there are specialized programs that exist to meet the needs of people whose needs wouldn't necessarily normally get met within the regular public system. Now, one of the problems with those specialized programs is because they're specialized and they tend to serve a fairly targeted demographic, they don't necessarily get talked about as much. And we're here to talk about one of those programs today. We're joined today by Catherine Landry and Mercy Lachlan to talk about a very specialized program that exists called the Louise Dean Center. The Louise Dean Center is an incredibly important program that has made and continues to make a huge difference in the lives of young women in Calgary, Alberta. And to hear these two women talk about it right now, it's at a lot of risk. I want to thank you both so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having us. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Okay. So, Catherine, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah, for sure.
The school, can I call it a school? Am I getting myself in
Absolutely.
Trouble?
It is a school, yes.
Okay, perfect. The school that we're talking about is the Louise Dean Center. What makes the Louise Dean Center special? What makes it different?
So Louise Dean Center is a school for young pregnant or parenting teen moms who have not yet obtained their diploma. So it is a space for them to go that is safe, that they go with their babies, that they receive funding, and they can gain their high school education while also raising a child.
Now, right out of the gates, that sounds fairly different from the... It's been a long time since I went to high school, but I don't remember seeing teen moms or young moms bringing their kids to school with them. So this sounds like it's a pretty niche sort of specific thing.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, my understanding is both you and Mercy went to Louise Dean?
Yes, we both are Louise Dean alumni.
Okay, perfect. So to start with, I'm going to switch over to Mercy just so that everybody gets the same amount of time. Mercy, how important was it to you to have the kind of environment that Louise Dean provided? And what was different about it than a regular school?
It is a really important. A lot of differences. It was a smaller class size, so you could be more one-on-one with teachers. If you needed that extra help, they'd stay after school, after class, just to give you that little bit of extra support that you needed. Honestly, if I couldn't have brought my son with me, I think I would have graduated or even gone to a school pregnant.
Small class sizes. I mean, certainly we've heard a lot about class sizes being critically important, especially when we're talking about the high school age range, because we've seen no shortage of stories on the media where class sizes are kids are having classes in the hallways. But Louise Dean seems to recognize that there are some additional needs just by nature of the fact that you can bring your kids there. Was it the environment in particular that let you stay there? What would be different if you went to a more traditional high school environment?
You wouldn't really get that support, because traditional high schools have anywhere between 18 to 36 kids in a classroom. Where when I went, there was maybe some classes we had only two. It was me and another girl, or it was 10. So it was always small enough where we could have that communication with the teacher and ask for that extra help, have that one-on-one, even during class time when we needed it. Okay. You get ignored, kind of.
And I imagine, like, the childcare piece obviously is a huge obstacle for a lot of new younger moms. I would imagine that it would be... it's got to be difficult to navigate if you're going to a regular school. Like, if you were even allowed to bring your kid there, then it's going to be disruptive for you. It's going to be disruptive for other students potentially. Am I reading that wrong?
No. The one upside to it is there was a small, it was, the daycares were in close enough quarters in the class, school, that you could walk to if you wanted to see your child.
Okay.
Which made a lot of easy. There were in separate classrooms, but a lot of us moms were breastfeeding at the time, stuff like that. So we could just go whenever the child was hungry.
Okay. Catherine, what was it about your Louise Dean experience that stuck out and made it valuable for you?
That it was a safe area to go to. So like the normal high school I went to before I got pregnant, and even like when I first became pregnant, teenagers are mean. They are not a nice group of people to be around. They are judgmental. They have no problem putting you down. And so I received a lot of that in the hometown that I'm from when I first became pregnant, all the rumors, all the judgment, all the exclusion from other groups because I was becoming a mom. But when walking into Louise Dean, everyone there is either expecting or a parent. So you walk into this full school of support and love and kindness, and everyone's rooting each other on instead of trying to put each other down and hope that you fail. So Louise Dean for me is being able to go there and know that I'm safe and know that I'm not judged and I'm accepted for who I am, mistakes and all, and that everyone there is striving for my success.
Yeah. I mean, I've got two kids of my own, and it's having a small child is no small amount of work. It's not a hobby, I'll say. And I can only imagine how difficult it must be when you're a young mother, and you're either expecting or you've got a kid, and you're trying to navigate that whole shit show of being a parent, especially a new parent, and you have the added weight and pressure of all of the other, you know, you're talking about all of these other kids in these other schools, and they're judging you and being, you know, mean and all of the horrible things that teenagers can be. I mean, songs have been written about how terrible teenagers can be. So how do you think it would have been different for you? If Louise Dean wasn't a thing, how would your experience have been different for you?
Well, I can say 100% I went and got to my diploma. Because before I went to Louise Dean, like before I knew about it, I had already dropped out of high school. I thought I could get a full-time job, hence moving to Calgary from my hometown, and work for a living at a minimum wage job and hope for the best, until the current principal of Louise Dean, her name was Rita at the time, introduced me and said, there's a school for young moms and they come and be a part of it and earn your diploma. And so I did, and I'm forever thankful. But if I didn't have that program, and if I had to choose a regular high school, there's no way I would have gone and put not only myself, but my child through that. Like, because not only does it put my safety more at risk and these young mom safeties more at risk when they're exposed to that kind of environment, but the children who are also going along with them to daycare or to and from school, that's a safety hazard all in itself.
What about you, Mercy? How would things have been different for you if Louise Dean wasn't a thing in the way that it's been?
Well, like Kat, I was a dropout myself too until I found out about Louise Dean. I thought the same thing. I just was going to work. I wouldn't have gotten my high school diploma. I wouldn't be in college right now, living on my own and have the family I have. Louise Dean also didn't just help me with my education, but it helped shape me as the mom I am today.
So would it be safe to say, do you think, that Louise Dean and the environment that it provided a stabilizing influence? Am I reaching too far there? Or
no, absolutely.
Not at all.
Okay. Now I understand there's some concern about the future of Louise Dean, and this is why we're having this conversation today. So what's, Catherine, if you can, what's going on? Why? I mean, everything that you've described sounds like it should be a slam dunk, easy thing to keep going. what am I missing here? What's happening?
So the school that Louise Dean is currently in is over 70 years old. And so the CBE has neglected maintenance on the school for the past 8 to 10 years. They have copper pipes, old wiring. The boiler just went on them recently, and it would cost $17 million in repairs. This, we understand that the school is no longer sustainable to be the location of Louise Dean. This being said, the Calgary Board of Education now wants to move Louise Dean students into Jack James High School, which is a school for high-risk teenagers in Forest Lawn, which is, as we know, not the most well-maintained area of Calgary. Forest Lawn, actually, with the most current crime rates, is the second highest in all of Calgary. And the Calgary Board of Education wants to take these young moms and plop them in one of the most dangerous areas in Calgary and want them to get their education there, where Jack James High School actually is a certificate program, not a diploma program. And so these moms would be going there for a certificate, not a diploma, in a dangerous location. And they also want dads to start enrolling at Jack James, which a lot of moms who go to Louise Dean are in domestic abusive relationships. And Louise Dean's their safe zone, or they're no longer with that man, and he's a dangerous person to be around. But a lot of people are petty and resentful and will enroll. Like, how long till CBE realizes that it was this mistake, till a child gets kidnapped? Because the men and the dads will have free access to the childcare without the mom present. So there is just a load of concerns with CBE wanting to dump these moms in this school instead of giving them the space and the safe zone that they deserve.
Okay. Mercy, what do you have to say about that?
Kat covered most of it, but another way is it's not in an ideal location for a lot of moms to get to. It is more further, I think, southeast, if I'm correct, than a lot of places, where the current building is more local. It's kind of, you take a train, you take a bus, you're there. You can take a train from any part of the city. I came from far south to try and get all the way down to where it is now, or where they're wanting to locate it. There's no way in heck I'd get up that early. You'd have to be up at 4 or 5 a.m. for to get there on time.
Okay.
And even then, the train station that you'd have to get to is always vandalized. It's in, again, like a high crime area, and having to be sat there for gosh knows how long because you can only have 2 strollers on a bus.
And that's per bus. So it's not like you're allowed to bring 2 strollers per person. There's 2 strollers per bus.
Per bus, if no one is sitting in that area and taking the area.
Okay. I mean, just listening to what you two are saying, Louise Dean worked for you because not only did it provide you a safe place where you were understood so that you could go ahead and get your high school diplomas, but it was also a relatively central location that worked for you. The two big things that I keep going back to when I'm thinking about what you're saying is we're talking about safety and we're talking about ease of access. And it sounds like the concerns are they're not keeping the same level of safety, he said cautiously. And they're definitely eliminating some of the ease of access. Has there been any justification as to why they're looking at doing it this way as opposed to the way that seems to have worked for quite some time?
So go ahead, Mercy.
From what we have understood, it is because the population for Jack James is low, as well as Louise Dean. So they are trying to put the two schools together to bring up the school population in that area. They did try and move a school earlier into Jack James as well, but it was voted against because they said a school inside a school does not work together.
Okay. So this is, there's been a lot of conversations about how in certain areas of the city, enrollment is down, and in other areas of the city, the enrollment is way up. I know where I live in North Calgary, the enrollment is absolutely insane. Is this the program that they should be doing that with?
Absolutely not. I believe that it shouldn't be done with any other program. Like, they've tried it before with another school in Forest Lawn, and they tried it once before in Manning, having access for moms and daycares, and they both fail. So why do they think that suddenly this will be a success? And as Mercy was saying, the Board of Trustees meeting with Discovering Choices back in June, their justification for not moving the school was school within school does not work. So this is the same situation, but now they're trying to not justify it for these moms who are in need. And not only that, when you were saying with transportation being a problem, the school improvement board was saying that Forest Lawn is more accessible for students, making the assumption that all young moms are from not well-developed areas in Calgary, when that's false information, because students come from all over Calgary, Northwest, Northeast, Southwest, Southeast, and Central. So they're making the stereotypical justification that, oh, they live in Forest Lawn, so obviously let's put it in Forest Lawn, when that's not true at all. So...
Okay. It's certainly an issue that comes with its, I think you were even talking about this in a way earlier. There's a lot of stereotypes that are associated with young moms. There's a lot of judgment that's associated with young moms. And it seems like this is being extended into the proposed location for moving the program to, which probably isn't the greatest start when the thing that you two have both said is having a safe place free of judgment was one of the biggest factors for it working for you. I mean, is there a reason that you're aware of why a different facility or a designated facility couldn't be chosen or couldn't be utilized?
So they originally had a different location planned out a few years back that Louise Dean was going to move. I believe this was about 5 years ago. Until the CBE decided to rent that school out to a private school, and it was only supposed to be for a short period of time. This delayed Louise Dean from moving into this location. And then a couple of years later, the school ended up burning down to the ground. So then that was obviously off the table. And as for Jack James, like, they have, the Board of Trustees has not looked into any other locations. And we've asked them the same question. Why haven't they looked into other locations? What other locations are there? There are dozens of empty schools within Calgary that are more than easy to renovate and make accessible for these moms. But why aren't they doing that? They're not putting in the extra effort or the extra step because they don't want to. They want to save a pretty penny, and they don't want to, like, they're putting the safety of these women behind a dollar. So just... Yeah.
How many students, like, in your graduating classes, you both graduated, how many students are we talking about? Give me a ballpark idea, because I feel like I'm making an assumption here, but I don't think that there are 1,000 or 1,500 young mothers who are looking to go to high school. I feel like the number's probably smaller, but please correct me if I'm wrong. How many young women are we talking about here?
So in my graduating class, we had about 180. I'm not sure about Mercy. No, we're not going to have the population of a big high school located in Calgary, but that doesn't undermine any more of the importance.
Oh,
right.
No.
So, we had about 180. Currently, there are about 57 students enrolled due to COVID and due to word not being out there that this school exists. Unless, like, if it wasn't for Rita, the principal at the time, I wouldn't have known about Louise Dean, and I'm sure Mercy wouldn't have either without connections reaching out to her. But I'll let Mercy speak on that.
Yeah, when I went, because Kat actually was there a year after me. My first year, there was 120 and I think around 30 of us that graduated. And like Kat said, it's not a well out there school. I didn't know about it until I actually had a friend that attended there telling me about it.
It almost seems to be, and just to be clear, when I was talking about the numbers, in no way was I trying to minimize the importance. What I was trying to work my way towards was the idea that we're not talking about, you know, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 students that need to be accommodated. We're talking about a relatively small number. And so it seems to me, and I don't know, that this should be, if there was the will to do so, not a huge ask. Am I reading it wrong?
Not at all. That's how we see it as well. If we had even like between 5 to maximum 8 classrooms with 2 to 3 rooms for it to be a daycare, that's enough space. We don't need 3 stories. We don't need like a huge gymnasium and football fields. We need a safe place with enough classrooms for the basic classes such as math, social science, and maybe a foods class and a cosmetology room for women to have some grounds for a career outside of school if they go that route.
Okay. Mercy?
That's almost how our school is set up right now. We're not needing something huge, humongous, like all the normal high schools. It's just something compact where it can fit the main curriculums, as well as a few options that are also needed to graduate.
Okay. I mean, I know that this is a trope that people go back to in Calgary over and over and over again, but with the vacancy rates downtown being what they are, I find it absolutely mind-blowing that the best solution is what appears to be proposed right now. I know that you've been trying to raise some awareness on this issue. You've been trying to bring some light to the situation. And I think that it's so important that people understand the nuance that's involved and that it really does come down to moms attended this school because they felt safe and because they felt seen and it worked for them. Have you gotten any indication from the CBE that they might be willing to look at this again or make some changes, or are they just saying, nope, what's happening?
So we've reached out multiple times now to the Board of Trustees with the Calgary Board of Education, and we keep getting the same generic response of, please sign up to hear our public review meeting on this topic. And they refuse to go into any deeper detail. They refuse to have a conversation. And we're putting out email after email after email, just trying to be heard from them and trying to get our input in, because our voice matters and our opinion matters. And these girls and future girls that will attend this school's educations and their children's lives and futures are at risk because they're not going to get the education and the safe zone that they deserve. And that's going to be the Calgary Board of Education's fault.
I mean, one of the things that kind of jumps out at me there is it, when we talk about the consultation process and you're talking about that, oh, come to our hearing, you've just highlighted in the last 20 minutes that scheduling is a problem of access and transportation is a problem of access. And I've never been a single mom, but I bet it's a lot of work. And I bet that you don't necessarily have the flexibility to just drop everything and head on down to the CBE's headquarters to listen to their public consultation or provide comments. Do you think they get that?
I think they're trying to make it as difficult as possible. So one of the public hearings is over Microsoft Teams and you have to register, but there's no real question answer time throughout that. It's we listen and be quiet and maybe one person will get a question and kind of situation. So I feel like the Calgary Board of Education is trying to make our voices unheard and trying to make it seem like everyone's on board with this, like they did with a previous news article, when in reality, the Louise Dean School was given no opinion on this. The CBE walked in May and was like, we're shutting your school down. No opinion, no nothing. And the news article seemed like everyone was all happy willy-nilly with it. So they want to try and quiet us down, by not giving us access to the resources that we need to make our voices heard.
So I just want to make sure I understand that correctly. The CBE did no consultation with graduates or existing students at Louise Dean that you're aware of before they made this, hey, we're going to move things a lot and also change the whole model. Hope you're cool with that.
So people did send in emails when they did hear about it. In a news article that you can read online, it shows students would not go to that school with that. Teachers don't want it to move, yada, yada, yada. But we're doing it anyways. And so I guess 2 weeks into May, I believe it was, the Calgary Board of Education, one of the board of directors walked in and was like, this is what we're doing. And there was no wiggle room for that. Was there any consultation process
that you're aware of?
No, there wasn't.
And I would argue, I could be wrong, but if you're doing a consultation process, even if we give the CBE the benefit of the doubt and they say, well, maybe there was one and you just haven't heard about it. If it's a consultation process and you haven't heard about it, I feel it might not be terribly effective.
Yeah. From resources that I have spoken with and from reading all the information that I've been able to find, there was no consultation. It was, this is what's happening and suck it up. So good job. Okay.
What would you like to see happen at this point? So if you could wave a magic wand, and I mean, obviously you opened up the conversation by acknowledging that the current building is done. So obviously staying in that building isn't a great choice for anyone. But if you could wave a magic wand, what would your solution look like? I'm gonna ask you first, Mercy. What would you want to see happen if you could just say, poof, what would it be?
I want to see them look into other buildings where this program could be held, be it downtown, somewhere easier for the moms to locate and everything. And them actually understand that putting the two schools together will not work. The program will die.
Okay. Catherine?
If I could wave a magic wand and abracadabra solution solve, it would be preferably somewhere with easy bus access or easy to see train access other than Marlborough, which is the only LRT accessible from Forest Lawn, where the moms can go have their own safe space, continue their program, thrive and get their education without the additional struggles of judgment and harassment and potential assault and introduction to a dangerous environment. Like they would have a safe place to go like we did and what we graduated with. And obviously it had an impact having that kind of environment, or Mercy and I would not be here today and not be putting in countless hours the past week to make us heard and to give these women and these moms and future moms to come a chance.
I mean, it's really striking to me that you both have talked about the fact that if you weren't aware of the Louise Dean Center, you wouldn't have gone there because it wasn't talked about. You both talked about the fact that you had made, in effect, the choice that you were kind of done with school because you had to go get a job and you had to do all of the things. It seems like even just going to Louise Dean in its previous incarnation was probably a hard choice to begin with. And it seems like what the CBE is proposing, based on your reactions, is taking that hard choice to start with and making it even harder and putting up more barriers. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely spot on.
Mercy, can you tell me that I'm wrong? Because I really want to be wrong about this.
No, I have to say that you're pretty right.
Okay. So I guess the next question is, the CBE has decided that they're... There's an earplugs joke to be made here, but I'm not going to be the one to make it. They've decided that this is the course that they want to pursue. If people want the CBE to change their minds maybe. What can they do? Like, I know that you guys have an organized group that you're trying to bring some attention, you're trying to bring some awareness and heaven forbid some education around the reality of the situation. What do you want to see from people across Calgary?
Well, we have a petition that we started a couple of days ago that already has about 3,000 or just over 3,000 signatures. So we would love to see people sign that petition, comment the reasons why and how important, see how important it is to not follow through with CBE's decision. We also have a GoFundMe that we created for people to put in donations, which all donations will go towards a safe building for these moms to go in. If the Calgary Board of Education isn't going to put in their part, we're going to try and put in ours. So if they could do that, keep sharing the posts, message the Board of Trustees, join the public hearing, as much good as that will do. So just keep doing those things, keep making our voices heard, help make our voices even louder. That's what we're looking for.
Mercy, I'm curious. I mean, one of the things that you mentioned was the reality that there's this perception that all the pregnant young moms must be coming from Forest Lawn, and it's absolutely not true. Should everybody across Calgary be weighing in on this?
I think so, yeah, honestly. Especially, like, I came from the Shaughnessy Southland area, or Somerset area. Nowhere near the Forest Lawn area.
I was gonna say, that's close to Forest Lawn.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think... Go ahead, sorry, Kat.
I was gonna say, I came from Panorama, so, like, almost basically Airdrie, nowhere close to Forest Lawn.
Girls come from Airdrie to our school as well.
Okay. Yeah, and Panorama's not for C-train access.
No, you just take the 401 and then you're okay.
All right. Where can people go to follow what you're doing? Where can people go to maybe ask questions about how they can help? Where do you want people to head to?
Kat actually ended up making a Facebook page called Save LDC on Facebook. It is public. We have many alumni that have actually shared their story, current students that have shared their story and their experiences and ways that they can help fundraise to make money to help find a new building.
Okay. And I have to say, we joined that, we followed that Facebook group and read through some of the stories that have been shared there. And I would love to see some of the trustees read some of those stories because they're incredibly powerful and they speak to how effective the current model is in providing the supports and the opportunities for young women who are pregnant or becoming moms. So, yeah, I think everybody should go join that Facebook page and read some of the stories because it's powerful, powerful stuff. Is there anything else that you want people to hear? Is there anything else that you want people to be aware of? Mercy, I'm going to start with you again. What do you want people to, fundamentally, what do you want people to know?
I just want people to know more about the school, what's at risk with the program, moving, and not to, honestly, as much as I hate saying it, believe that everything the CBE is saying. It's not icing on a cake like they're making it out to be.
Okay. Kat?
I absolutely agree with Mercy there, to dig a little deeper, find out what they're saying and all this lovely ideas of what they have for Louise Dean and Jack James isn't accurate information. It isn't going to be what happens. And to know that grouping a problem with another problem isn't a solution. Two negatives, well, I guess they do make a positive in math, but two wrongs don't make a right. So just for people to dig deeper and help not add additional barriers to the struggles that young moms are already facing when they're trying to better their lives for their kids. So
I always do this. I say that I'm done and I have one more question. One of the things that we've seen, and I would argue is one of the things that's driving this whole conversation, is that when enrollment starts to go down, the CBE and other school boards across the country start to look at ways to, well, how are we gonna save money? You both have highlighted very powerfully the fact that it was only because of the environment and the lack of barriers to entry that you went through the Louise Dean Center. If those barriers that you both have highlighted and that you're both concerned about start to happen, is there a risk that we're going to start to see the enrollment for the program, whatever name it operates under, start to drop off? And I feel like I have to ask the question, if that risk exists, is there a risk that these supports could be lost entirely?
Absolutely. So with this, if this happens and this, like Louise Dean gets put in with Jack James High School, we already have current students who say they will not return and get their diploma, and current students who are just graduating saying, I'm lucky I'm graduating or I would not come back. And hearing these alone just shows that if this happens, that enrollment will continue to drop. We will not see that rise in moms reaching out for support to better their lives. And ultimately the program will get permanently shut down, and it will just raise the stereotypical teen mom never amounts to nothing stigma around the whole situation. That's because they failed to provide that support.
Mercy?
Kat pretty much nailed it. If merging the two puts too many, to all the barriers we tried to avoid together, and the program will die within the next few years because no one will want to go to school and risk being harassed every day, bullied on, picked on, or putting themselves or their children at danger just to get to school.
And I think it's important to highlight that I mean, I'm talking to two, I don't know if teen moms is the right word to use. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I grew up in the MTV times, so it is what it is. But two young women who navigated pregnancy and parenthood at a younger age than is expected, I guess. I don't know. There's probably a classy way to say this, but I don't know what it is. So forgive me, please. But you both have obtained your high school diploma. You've both gone on to bigger and better things. Do you think you would have done that, would have been able to do that without the program the way that it is?
Not at all. I probably would be working a minimum wage job and honestly still living at my mom's.
Catherine?
Yeah, I absolutely would not have gotten my diploma. I would not be a bachelor's student for accounting. I would not be working as an accountant. I would be working probably minimum wage job at a restaurant, living off tips and barely making ends meet and watching my kids struggle to get all the things that they deserve in life as well, because they deserve financial stability and they deserve a safe home that's not run down to live in. And that wouldn't happen if I didn't have this program. My life 1000% would not be where it is today without Louise Dean the way it is.
The only other thing I feel like I need to add in on here, because I can already see what the comment section is going to say, this conversation is not in any way meant to denigrate anybody who has not had any kind of access to the kind of services and education that you and all of the people at Louise Dean had access to. That's not it. I think if anything, if I'm understanding what you two are saying, all that you're advocating for is that the opportunities at the very least need to stay the same as where they are. I mean, there's probably an argument to be made for having more opportunities and more awareness of the program, but it absolutely shouldn't be lessened. Am I right?
Absolutely. For any young parent out there who didn't have the supports that Mercy and I were fortunate enough to have, I feel for them, and it just made their journey so much harder. And like, I'm proud of whoever made it as far as they have. And it just shows that resources like this need to be extended and need to be in more locations and need to be more advertised, so people are aware of these opportunities that are presentable for them, and so that they have the same chance and opportunities that we had. That's all it's saying. Is that there needs to be more, not less.
Agreed.
All right. I want to thank the both of you so much for taking the time to have this conversation today. It's such an important piece for so many different reasons, and I can construct 1,000 arguments for why the work that the Louise Dean Center does is so very, very important, and I cannot construct any for why the CBE is choosing to put this program, and by extension, vulnerable women at an even higher level of risk than they're already experiencing. So thank you so much for taking the time to chat. Just for the cheap seats, one more time, what's the name of that Facebook group so people can go and read all of those incredible stories?
It's called Save LDC on Facebook.
So LDC, Louise Dean Center, I'm guessing.
Yes. And there you can find the petition, you can find our GoFundMe, you can see all these testimonies that these alumni and current students are posting. It truly is beautiful.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much for your time.
All right.
Thank you.
As they say, though, but wait, there's more. We reached out to the CBE to kind of get a sense of what was going on with this, and they told us that there's an online info and feedback session that's going on November 1st at 7:30 p.m. where they want to hear from people and their concerns or their support, God only knows why, for this move. If you want to attend that online info session, all you have to do is send an email to boardoftrustees@cbe.ab.ca. Now, you can also send your thoughts on this to that email as well, and we've been assured that those will be considered in the overall decision on what to do with the situation. And I would really encourage anybody who believes that young mothers still have the absolute right to have an opportunity to get an education so that they can further their lives, I would absolutely encourage everybody who feels that way to send an email, again, to boardoftrustees@cbe.ab.ca, and let them know why you think that the Louise Dean Center and its programming should continue to be supported in the way that it's been provided and in the way that it was designed. As always, if you appreciate the kind of content that we're trying to produce here at The Breakdown, we would love nothing more than if you signed up to be one of our supporters at our Patreon site at www.patreon.com/thebreakdownab. It's because of the support that we get from all of our Patreon supporters that we're able to get the kind of gear that we use to do the show, and as well, submit things like FOIP requests. So if you're willing to give up one fancy cup of coffee a month, like we said, you can head over to www.patreon.com/thebreakdownab, and you can help us continue to try to have the kind of conversations that we've been having for coming up to 4 years now. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to today's show. Take care of yourselves and keep the conversation going.